Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me. Now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. And if I should become a stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia, you're everything I've ever had.
As we said, that's from a CD that President Obama was given by Queen Elizabeth in Buckingham Palace last month when he was over in the UK following his visit to Ireland. That was officially from the pipes and drums of the 1st Battalion Scots Guards, but it seems the pipers and drummers were on their tea break at that point because it seemed to be all Mr. John Faulkner and some other musicians. But it's from an album called From Hellmand to Horse Guards by the 1st Battalion Scots Guard. Dougie MacLean wrote the song. Caledonia. The time on WRFG is 2 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're delighted to welcome back to the studio our storyteller from Scotland, Kathleen Mainland.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, let me apologise that I'm not being on as regularly as I used to be. However, I'm here today and I have a couple of pieces from the July edition of the Scottish Banner. First of all, Stone of Destiny, now an e-book. This is by Ian Hamilton. 600 years ago, Edward of England ravaged our country. He stole the Stone of Destiny, the proud symbol of our existence. On it had sat king after Scottish king. It may even have been brought from Palestine by our migrating ancestors. Edward had a chair made for it, the coronation chair of Westminster Abbey. It contained the stone so that every English sovereign could claim that by sitting on it, they were kings of Scotland too. Dream on. Fast forward to Christmas 1950. Westminster Abbey was the heart of the British Empire. No one would dare break through its great doors. But three other youngsters and I did exactly that. At dead of night, we spirited the stone home to Scotland. There was a wild manhunt. After 3 months, they took it back, but they didn't dare prosecute us. In 1966, they returned it to Edinburgh Castle, officially. I wrote a book about our adventures. During the last 60 years, every generation of Scots has read it. Now it has gone worldwide on e-book. Here is how it ends. Quote, when on 25th March 1707, the Earl of Seafield, Chancellor of Scotland, signed the Act of Union ending Scotland's ancient independence, he threw down the quill with these words, now, there's the end of an old song. It may be, it just may be, that on Christmas Day 1950, four young people wrote a new verse to that old song. Whatever we did, the song is still being sung. Bring it down onto your e-reader. Let my words speak for themselves. And let me just mention that when I was growing up, the Stone of Destiny, I firmly believed, had been told and read, that it had been brought back by crusaders from the Holy Land. And it was supposed to be, it's a bit far-fetched, but it was supposed to be the stone on which Jacob rested his head when he had his dream of ascent into heaven. The Stone of Destiny became a major film starring Robert Carlyle and Billy Boyd. Ian Robertson Hamilton was an unknown law student at Glasgow University until Christmas Eve 1950. On that night, assisted by Alan Stewart, Gavin Vernon and Kay Matheson, he took the Stone of Destiny from beneath the coronation chair in Westminster Abbey, and in doing so became a Scottish national hero. In England, however, the act had the opposite effect, and a manhunt for the, quote, vulgar vandals, end quote, was started to satisfy the outrage of the English establishment and bring them to justice. In the end, the stone was given up, but the gang were not charged. This solitary act set Hamilton on a path for the rest of his life, from which he has not diverged. Although it is now nearly 60 years since that fateful night, it is the actual events surrounding the taking of the stone which still hold people spellbound when Hamilton recounts them. In this book, Ian Hamilton has set down the chain of events which led to his decision to go to London, remove the stone, and a minute-by-minute account of the act and the aftermath. But this is not simply a retelling of a stunt that made nationwide news. It is a book about how a nation's conscience was stirred by a symbolic act that changed the lives of many. And the book is actually just called The Stone of Destiny, and it's by Ian Hamilton. Now, something for the researchers. Scottish Census released. A snapshot of Scotland just before the First World War has been revealed with the release of the records of the 1911 census. Now, family historians, researchers, and members of the public can view high-quality colour images of their ancestors' entries in the census, fully searchable by name or address. The records show that the population of Scotland on the night of April 2, 1911, was 4.7 million. The 1911 census is a record of everyone who lived in Scotland in that year. It provides a fascinating insight into how our ancestors lived at the time. The census, which was taken on the night of Sunday, 2nd April, details information collected from more than 4.7 million people who were registered living in Scotland at the time. The returns are a key source for people tracing their family history and include name, address, age, occupation, birthplace, and marital status of everyone counted in the 1911 census, as well as details about their children. The completed forms also shed light on the whereabouts of many prominent Scots. This includes famed architect and artist Charles Rennie Mackintosh, who is listed as living, age 42, in Kelvinside, Glasgow, at the time of the census. John Logie Baird, inventor of the television, also appears on the census as a 22-year-old apprentice draftsman. The 1911 census was the last population survey carried out before the First World War and features for the last time the names of many Scots who later died in service or left the country for overseas. For further details, see www.scotlandspeople.gov.uk www.scotlandspeople.gov.uk. And I'll try not to be so long before I come back again. Good night.
Thank you, Kathleen. That was great. Let's take a listen now to some music from Scotland.
Done. it then spark the farce for a start. He was for a start, I were them all. Says if this be Johnny O'Bray, the sleaze unto him we mun draw, draw unto him we mun draw. It then spark the knees for a start. Johnny says, star son, who was he? Says if this be Johnny O'Bray, the sleaze, we had better let him be. Aye, we had better let him be. The first in shot that the forester fired, it wounded him on the knee. And the second shot that the forester fired, his heart's blood blended is he. His heart's blood blended is he. Thank you.
You could take the rivers and the moorland spaces, the rolling hills and the green fields too. You could take the sunlight on the lowland faces, in your heart, home with you. Will you take the Christian who fights his brother? Will you take the slums and the new schemes too? Will you take the grief of the single mother, in your heart, home with you? Take California, in your heart, home with you. You could take the accent where the country traces, and the sounds of Irish and the Gaelic too. You can take the pattern and the Glasgow faces, in your heart, home with you. Will you take the homeless, the nuclear bases, the empty shipyards and the dead mines too? Will you take the fight in the Scottish faces, in your heart, home with you? To Ontario, in your heart, home with you. Take your clan and the warm embraces. You can take the old songs and the bagpipes too. Romantic history and the Highland faces, in your heart, home with you. Will you take the hopes of a generation raised in fear and anger too, who think a flag can make a nation? Will you take them home, home with you? To the Carolinas, in your heart, home with you.
Irrepressibly Scottish there. That was Mr. Ed Miller and Friends, the Friends including Brian McNeil, who co-wrote that song with him. The album's called Lowlander, Songs of Scotland Old and New, and that was the opening track, In Your Heart, Home With You. Came out about 10 years ago. We started off with two in a row, a song and a bunch of tunes from Jenna Leslie and Siobhan Miller from their new album, Shadows Tall. That's available on Green Tracks Records. Did you know that you can listen to WRFG 24/7? Did you know that you can listen to The Celtic Show 24/7? Any day of the year, any time of the day, any part of the world you have internet access. We have podcasts. Podcasts of currently about a dozen former shows, including some terrific interviews and other highlights, Kathleen Mainland doing readings, all sorts of good stuff. It's all available from our website, and the website is very easy to remember if you know the name of the radio show. What are we called? We are The Celtic Show. TheCelticShow.org. You'll find podcasts there and all sorts of other good information about upcoming concerts and CDs and where to get them and things that we can't tell you on the radio. So we had two terrific concerts this week. Pat O'Connor and Ona Sullivan from Ireland doing an Irish concert of fiddle and accordion. And we're going to hear some new fiddle and accordion music from a different couple in a few minutes. This concert took place on Thursday night. It was a house concert, and for my money, and I've been to quite a few shows this year, this was the best Irish concert of the year. So don't miss them the next time they're in town. The other show was the Ayrshire Fiddle Orchestra, and they were playing up in Alpharetta. That was a free show. We couldn't tell you that on the air because that was the rules for non-commercial community radio. But if you hear about a show, you can go to the websites that we suggest for information. You can give us a call down here, and sometimes we can tell you things off mic, so to speak. We got people listening in right now in Kentucky, and this goes out to Marcy and Robert. More music from Ireland. This is Brendan Begley and Kevin O'Reilly. Thank you.
The Auburn Avenue Research Library on African American Culture and History continues its summer series with the following programs. On Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m., in collaboration with the Peachtree Publishers, the Auburn Avenue Research Library hosts Words and Color, A Lifetime of Discovery. This is a community forum focusing on the role of children's literature in developing cultural literacy and social consciousness. This event is sponsored by the National Black Arts Festival. Opening on Monday, July 11th, and running through Sunday, September 30th, the library, in collaboration with the National Black Arts Festival, hosts the exhibit Slave Cabins, The Architecture of Enslavement. This exhibit, by acclaimed photographer Curtis Graves, examines plantation architecture, particularly the living quarters of the enslaved Africans. Mr. Graves will facilitate an artist discussion on Saturday, July 30th at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, July 19th at 6 p.m., in collaboration with Southwest and Northwest Atlanta Parents and Partners for Schools, the Auburn Avenue Research Library hosts Documentaries and Discussion, Conversation on Education. This is a series of documentary films focused on collective community action to improve the educational experience of all children. And finally, on Sunday, July 31st at 3 p.m., in collaboration with the National Black Arts Festival, the library hosts To Be a Drum, Writing Socially Conscious Children's and Young Adults Literature. This workshop explores the craft of creating quality children's literature and is facilitated by renowned author Evelyn Coleman. Detailed information is available at 404-730-4001, extension 300, or www.afpls.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by your listener-supported community radio, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information.
I am a lugger, my name, Gamma, Givuris, Kerfioko, Kelegra, Giris, Kerwick, Fale, Chibur, Sierra Kumbina, Mairamu. Shummy, Dogger, the Skinner, Rocketeers, Rocket, the classic, a squeer, one. I am a lugger, my name, Gamma, Givuris, Kerfioko, Kelegra, Giris, Kerwick, Fale, Chibur, Sierra Kumbina, Mairamu. Oro, crocati, who is a hush, a catrol, arvenica, puye, blocus, come. I hold a lock on my name, gomma. Givuris, per yoko, kelegra. Giris, per wick, if I live, chuckle. See you up on the night of who. Be one of my not, I need to send a look at a chuckle, could I be a doll? I hold a lock on my name, gomma. Givuris, per yoko, kelegra. Giris, per wick, if I live, chuckle. See you up on the night, see you up on the night. Show me clumpy fish in your up at the hills, rocking the house of the square one. I own a lock on my name, come on. She would have stopped your go again, a crack. She hears the wicked five jibble. See you up on the night, see you up on the night. Oh, crocodile, who's a rush of control, and I've been in Kerboy at the castle. I own a lock on my name, come on. She would have stopped your go again, a crack. She hears the wicked. I hold my locker, my name, Gomar. She would have scoped your coy kilogram. She heals go wick if I live to good. Say you look on the night. Shummy, drop your fish in your cup at the hoose. Rapping the classic is clear one. I hold my locker, my name, Gomar. She would have scoped your coy kilogram. She heals go wick if I live to good. Say you look on the night. She hears the wicked fire of jungle. See you look on the night. Be one of my love, I need the sun talk. I can't jump up the ravine. I hold my love, my name, go mad. She would have stopped your go again. She hears the wicked fire of jungle. See you look on the night. Show me talk if you skin that a cup of the horse. Rock the glass of the sky.
kaskam. Ai ho, malaka, malaka, ma. Che vodas ka pioko wa kena kra. Che hines ka wiki fa hev chapu. Se yana ko te na lairu.
About you, but that voice just grows and grows on me. That's Rhys Marion, Welsh tenor, from his album Celtic High. We started off with a track, an instrumental track from two fine Irish musicians, one of whom has been to Atlanta recently, Mr. Brendan Begley, in his Boys of the Lock incarnation. Brendan Begley and Keeveen O'Reilly. Brendan Begley on accordion, Keeveen on fiddle. A Moment of Madness, Legyalig, is the name of the CD, and we heard a bunch of tunes. We heard Sean Keane's and the Ardgroom Polka. And in between, we heard a track from the album by Tea with the Maggies. That's Three in the Nigonal. Her sister, Mairead, Mairead Niwini from Altan, and Moya Brennan of Clannad fame. Tea with the Maggies. And we heard Beach Orm Anocht. We have a special for you now, a little segment on mining. Mining continues to be a very, very dangerous business. It takes lives in China and in South America and in the US. But we are going to play a little segment here relating to some mining tragedies of days gone by. And we're going to start off with Mononga, which is the title track from a new album by Kyle Carey. And this is from a mining disaster in West Virginia that took the lives of 362 boys and men, many of them relatively recent immigrants. And I bet they were not given the greatest funerals. I strongly suspect they ended up in communal graves, as things happened in the old days. This is Mononga, sung for us here by Kyle Carey.
Let's go walk into the dawn. It's barely morning, but I can feel the break of day. Nothing safe can stay. And it's that West Virginia heat. It creeps in quiet, and then it knocks you off your feet. Till the rain comes comes cool and sweet. I saw the sky fall down upon old Briar Hill. Empty roads. Can you hear them? All those wagons rolling by. It took the reach out of the sky. Let's stop working for a day. The sun again, let the river wash us clean. All the cold dust, sweat and dreams. I saw the men one more leaving memories in the ground. Thank you.
again to the mark and mire e oblantire. It's new October, the day makes 22 and our shift's starting. Others gang away back home to change their shirt and to wash away the dirt. It's just a mock and mire, the oblantire. We reached the diamond. Sparkle day and night, the canals flicker. 'Cause something wasn't right, and then we felt the damp as the blast put out our lamp. But knew the mock and mire, the oblantire. Siren sounded, the families came to see if some survivors had came for 2 or 3, 200 men or more. It seemed the pit he didn't care, who gave their lives that day. Oblantire. Twa-hundred men, they say, or so, and the blackness down below became the mock and mire, the oblantire.
I've heard Lilton before dawn o'day. Now there's a moaning on Elka green loaning, the flowers o' the forest are all weed away. We
was the pipes and drums of the 1st Battalion Scots Guards. Clearly the lads are back from their tea break. That was from an album called Helmand to Horse Guards, and Isla Sinclair was the singer, and it's called We Shall Remember Them, and it applies in the context of the album it was released on to fallen colleagues of the pipers and drummers who fell in Afghanistan in the recent years, but could equally apply to miners. And we started off with three mining related tunes, a brand new song by a talented young lady called Kyle Carey. It's the title track from her album Monongah, and it's all about a West Virginia mining disaster in which over 300 people were killed. And we finished up with Alex Hodgson and another story from the 1870s of Scotland's worst mining disaster, which also took the lives of over 300 men. Blantyre was the name of the song, and it's from Alex Hodgson's album Geely Jars and Coley Backies. Yes, I do love saying that. And it's from an album on the Green Tracks label. Kyle Carey's album is her own label, independent, and in between we heard from a new album by the Battlefield Band, and a track, an instrumental, appropriately enough, titled Pits. And the album is called Line Up, and it's on Temple Records. Just about time to leave you. We want to remind you that we're on the web, and you can listen to The Celtic Show when we're not on the air. That's a pretty good deal. TheCelticShow.org is the site where all will be revealed. It is the 12th of July, well, almost, and things did get a little heated last night in Northern Ireland, as can happen. We're going to leave you with a reflective song on the subject, sung for us by Mr. Sean Turrell, who's been to Atlanta a couple of times. It's called The 12th of July, Lament for the Children. It's written by a Presbyterian called John Fraser, who's buried in Glasnevin Cemetery, and what's remarkable is that he died in 52. That would be 1852. Enjoy your 12th of July. We'll talk to you next week.
And we for one another.